You're only seconds away from totally understanding your pet. All right, maybe not, but you will be smarter. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 11:35, and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, I have a really, really interesting set of questions for this next guest we've got coming on the show. In the studio with us is Julie Cribley, who is an animal intuitive. And something tells me that, Julie, as an animal intuitive, you're just going to understand exactly where I'm going with every question, correct?
Oh, do you think so?
I think so.
I'll come. Lee is
no
an animal.
Pressure there.
I think so. Julie, can you help understand in your own words, what is an animal intuitive?
Well, to me, it means that I learn to listen on a couple different levels.
Okay.
If we accept communication as energy.
Right.
Yeah.
And energy exists at all times, everywhere.
Yeah.
It just depends on what stream of energy we want to tune into.
Right.
So basically what I'm saying is ever since I've been a child, I've known how to look at an animal and hear on many different levels because that's how they communicate with us on many different levels.
Okay.
Give us an example, just as a person that doesn't think in this kind of conceptual energy level as often and as regular as you do, relate that to us and how we might have connected on one of those energy levels and then how you've exercised that energy.
Well, when your dog walks in and he's so happy to see you and his tail's wagging and he looks happy, he's telling you, right?
Yeah.
He's happy to see you.
Yeah.
And how are you picking that up? Through his energy.
Sure.
How he's looking at you, how he's relating to you with his body, with his thought patterns.
Uh-huh.
Well, but other than Dr. Doolittle, I've not really heard of many people who, I mean, you can read the language, but do you understand the words?
Well, they don't really talk in words because that's not who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
They talk more in impressions and energy. And actually, most of the time, like just last night as an example, I got to my husband's place of business, and he had been talking about this interview with a few folks in the chair. And so this guy brought me out to his truck and immediately thought, of course, I was going to have this really in-depth conversation with his dogs.
Uh-huh.
And instead, I just started giggling. And I realized later I should have just said to him, part of what I'm tuning into is just their joy. Oh, you came back. Someone's here. Yay. I don't have to sit in this truck by myself anymore. And for just a minute, that's what I tuned into. And I had such a good moment of just fun, joy, unadulterated joy.
Okay.
That's the best part about why do we have animals?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're bringing into our lives.
Sure.
Most of the time, that's how simple it is.
Yeah, and I'll agree with that. I mean, the whole reason or energy that I have staying in the pet industry has mostly to do, I have a love for animals.
Mm-hmm.
I have a love for people.
And
people's ability to like life better because of the energy that pets bring to the table.
Absolutely.
Is why I enjoy it.
Yep.
You know. Now, in your case, with the guy in the back of the truck, and you said you should have probably told him kind of what was going on, sometimes communicating to humans is probably more of a limiting capacity compared to for you.
Absolutely.
Communicating to the animals.
Yes. And my whole life has been when I have things going on, animals come find me and have ever since I was, like I said, a young girl. You know, you're out in the backyard. Maybe you're having some interesting things happen that you don't understand. So as a child, you're sitting outside and you're just kind of complaining out loud. You're throwing that out there. And boom, all of a sudden crows are showing up or squirrels are showing up or, you know, all of my life it's been like that. But how do you explain that to someone without thinking you're nuts?
Well,
so
right.
I didn't
right.
even, you know, I think right. part of why I can say it now is because I'm 51 years old. I'm very comfortable with who I am. I'm not
there
afraid anymore.
There you go.
So if you think I'm a nut, who cares? You know, I'm enjoying myself.
I'm having
a great time.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I'm really enjoying being around whatever animal I am around.
Well, Julie, as a animal intuitive, I'm guessing that you understand the language that these animals are conveying. If dogs are primarily conveying happiness and joy, what the heck are cats always saying to me?
Oh, because I'm amazed at our misconceptions about cats. Really, truly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have had some of the most wonderful relationships with cats. In fact, that's when I finally got brave enough. My dog had been telling me for a while she was ready to go.
Uh-huh.
She had arthritis. You know, they don't always convey their pain at the level we get because they hide it quite well because they just exist with it.
Right.
They don't wake up complaining because their hips hurt.
No, that's my job.
They just get up. Their hips hurt, they stretch, they just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how life is. And so I let her go longer probably than I should have in terms of her pain level because I loved her and I didn't want to let her go. So she's telling me I had some pet intuitives in my life who very clearly said, have you been ignoring your dog? She's really trying to talk to you. So the day that I said to her finally, okay, Alex, I will ask Ann to help you go, she jumped on my lap and kissed my face. This is a dog who did not display affection that way. I said to all things that love me, animals, please come help me. This is going to be rough.
Yeah.
And as I let her go, a dog just shows up out of nowhere and lets out these really low, mournful howls and then knocks me down and licks my face.